Roughly 9 in 10 American households contribute to charity each year, and while the annual total varies with the economy, U.S. giving in recent years has amounted to roughly $300 billion. It's an enormous outpouring of generosity by Americans rich and poor. Dan Pallotta, who has worked as a fundraiser for many leading nonprofits, has observed how individuals get involved.
It's usually in response to them being impacted personally in some huge way. You know, I talked to a lot of people. This lovely man whose son committed suicide, drug-related, and he's starting a big, campaign to educate kids about not doing drugs. Or the parents of the kids that were killed at Virginia Tech that we've worked with at my company that started the Virginia Tech Victims Family Outreach Foundation. You know, we go through this life a little bit anesthetized, and then something happens, and it wakes us up to the reality of a particular situation, and we get engaged in a big way. You know, in my case, I lost a lot of friends to AIDS. My partner committed suicide in 2000, and that caused me to research the issue and realize, hey, we need some big mega event for that cause. I find that's a common thread. When you look at the Susan G. Komen Foundation, right? Nancy Brinker started it as a promise to her sister.
Breast cancer.
Yeah.
In your, I'm sure by now, thousands of interactions with potential donors, what do you find is driving people to give?
It feels great. It feels great to give. It's a paradox. It's great for the self to do something selfless. You know, there was a rabbi, I can't remember his name, who said, being kind to others is a way of being good to yourself. And I think that's true. I think when people do something extraordinary for others, they feel great about themselves.
Dan Pallotta's fundraising company, Advertising for Humanity, and a predecessor organization, Pallotta Teamworks, have led major national campaigns for charities. They've staged mass events like bike-a-thons and walk-a-thons that cumulatively have raised hundreds of millions of dollars. Critics allege that the organizers have taken too hefty of a fee, leaving less funds to support actual services by the charities. Dan Pallotta has pushed back with a book and hugely popular TED Talk video, arguing that it costs money to raise money. He also asserts that everyone involved in charity reaps some benefit, even donors.
Giving to others kind of lights up the same reward centers in the brain as eating chocolate or, you know, other pleasurable things. So I think, yeah, and I remember when my partner committed suicide, you know, he was very kind, and he was very kind to others. And I remember the saying that when we are most broken is when we are closest to God. And during that period of grieving, I just felt compelled to do things for others. I would stop and help people with their flat tires. I would go buy flowers for homeless people. I would go buy a burger for the kid that I was helping volunteer with in the children's hospital. And it just felt incredible. You know, there was a certain euphoria about it. So there's definitely something going on in our brains about it, which is great. I mean, I think it's great that we're wired to help one another. It would be really lousy if we weren't.
Dan Pallotta's message has drawn both fervent adherents, who say it's true that charitable giving can be personally gratifying, and conscientious detractors who believe that true charity should transcend self-gain. That debate, along with the ongoing question of how much charities should expend on fundraising tasks, are among numerous issues that crop up at the intersection of altruism and money. And they fill the pages of a fascinating newspaper, The Chronicle of Philanthropy, published in Washington. Its longtime editor is Stacy Palmer.
One of the things we realized more than two decades ago was that nobody was really covering the world of philanthropy in the same way that they covered business or other important things in the world. There was maybe an occasional newspaper story about a charity gala. Maybe you'd see a story about a charity scandal, but there wasn't consistent kind of coverage. And nonprofits weren't taken seriously as a big part of the economy. Even though 1 in 10 people in America works for a nonprofit, most newspapers didn't treat the organizations like that or take them seriously. So we wanted to establish the idea that this was an area of journalism that should be explored and that deserved its own newspaper.
1 in 10 Americans working in the nonprofit sector. Who are we talking about, the 1 in 10 nonprofit workers?
Absolutely. I think people don't realize how many organizations are nonprofits. So we're talking about colleges, hospitals. Those are the biggest employers. So anybody who works for in a college town, you might have both the college and the hospital. But then you have the art museum and you have the food bank and you have the religious organization. So environmental causes, advocacy groups, all the kinds of things that you can donate to and get a tax deduction, those are the kinds of organizations that we think of as being part of the charity world. Those are the 501c3s. There are more than 1 million of those.